Here you go. Food probably isn't the first thing on your mind when you have a stomach bug or you're battling the flu, but you have to eat eventually, and what you choose to eat matters, since some foods and drinks can make you feel worse. So here are some food and beverages that you should avoid when you're sick so you can feel better faster. First on the list is coffee. Should avoid coffee if you're not feeling well. Here's why it'll make you feel worse. The caffeine in coffee is a diuretic, which will make you pee a lot and then leave you dehydrated. And you know, when you're sick, you don't want to be dehydrated. Drink plenty of water, but not coffee. Avoid orange juice. Now, see, this is a weird one, because like when people have a cold or they have the flu, you want to drink orange juice because there's vitamin C in it. But it says it'll make you feel worse because orange juice tart's acidity is usually refreshing, but when you have to cough or when you have a cough or a cold, it can hurt your throat. It contains citric acid, which irritates the lining of your already inflamed throat. A professor at Emory University says, and he's also the author of What Doctors Eat. That means your throat will hurt more and take longer to heal. So avoid orange juice. Whenever I have like a cold or flu or something, I drink orange juice because I think, you know, it's got the vitamin C. Avoid sweets. Well, not this morning. We're not going to avoid sweets this morning. We're going to indulge in sweets. In about 45 minutes, we will be eating sweets because punchkis are coming. All right, why it makes you feel worse? Eating refined sugar can temporarily suppress your white blood cells' ability to fight off bacteria. For a few hours after snacking on cookies, candy, or sugary cereal, your immune system is weaker, and as a result, it's less efficient at fighting off the germs that make you sick. Okay, so this morning our immune system, Esmeralda, is going to be a little weak because the punchkis are coming.
That's okay.
Avoid soda. Like coffee, caffeinated sodas are dehydrating. They're loaded with sugar that suppresses your immune system and messes with your GI tract. If water isn't appealing, try a low-sugar drink with rehydrating electrolytes like a sports drink or coconut water. Diet soda is off-limits, too. Too many artificial sweeteners are large molecules which can't be broken down and digested very well. This can cause bloating, cramping, and even diarrhea. So stay away from the pop. How is water not appealing? Does anybody...
Because it's water.
But
it tastes like nothing.
But it's water. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, but it tastes like nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes you want some flavor.
Yeah.
But I guess not.
I just drink a lot of water. I don't know. Crunchy snacks. The abrasive texture of snacks like potato chips, granola, or even crispy toast will feel like sandpaper on your raw throat. Well, I mean, that one's kind of common sense, don't you think? That, like, if you have a sore throat, you're not going to go to the peanut brittle? That's not my first choice. You know, my throat's killing me. I could use some peanut brittle.
Although, if it's scratchy, sometimes that does feel really good to eat crunchy things.
Really?
Yeah, if you have a scratchy throat where you're just like, you can't have having to keep doing that all day.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, okay. Oh no, Esmeralda, you know what's next on the list?
What's that?
Milk. This just makes me sad. You might have heard that you should avoid dairy when you're sick because it makes you produce more mucus and phlegm. But that's not necessarily true. There's no clear evidence that reducing milk would reduce mucus. It's mostly anecdotal. However, some people find that dairy makes their phlegm thicker and more unpleasant. All right. So so it's going to make my phlegm thicker. Phlegm thicker. By the way, that was a band I was in when I was in college. Phlegm thicker. We opened up for Flicker Stick. It was phlegm thicker and Flicker Stick. How are we doing on that Flicker Stick reunion? Are we close?
Negotiations are ongoing.
Okay. If we have to fly down to Texas to get the guys together again, we'll have to do that.
I would think you would have to be the main person speaking to them.
Yeah. A personal plea,
yes,
to Brandon and Fletcher and the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Flicker Stick, man. The winner of the only season of Bands on the Run on VH1. I can't believe that show only was on for one season. That was the best reality show of all time. Now, Esmeralda, can you name the other three bands? You remember the other three bands?
No.
Okay. Josh Dotis Band, Soul Cracker, and Harlow, the chick band, Harlow. Those were the.
How are they still not popular?
Yeah, I don't know. Harlow actually still tours, I think.
Well, good luck to them.
Yeah. If you've ever, have you ever heard the David Cross bit where he partied with Harlow?
Yeah.
And he had to do a morning zoo show the next day, and he was completely hungover. Answer your phone! That's one of my favorite, it's one of my favorite bits of stand-up ever. He was like partying with Harlow in their van for like 3 hours, and he said, you know, and then I realized I hate Harlow. Answer your phone! All right, avoid fried or fatty foods. Fatty foods take longer to move through your digestive system, which can make nausea worse and trigger acid reflux. And because that also triggers, they also trigger muscle spasms from your intestinal tract, they can make diarrhea worse. So save the burgers and fries for when you're feeling better. Mm. All right. All this stuff, though, is stuff I like. Well, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I used to like it when I did caffeine.
It's tough because they're all comfort foods, and you want to be comforted when you're sick.
It's true. Obviously, you know, there's chicken soup's not on here, so that must be the one go-to whenever you're sick is the chicken soup. But not for Dan, though, because you Dan the hot liquid thing.
No, thank you.
Mm, boy. All right, and then avoid spicy foods. Chili peppers and hot sauce get their heat from, oh man, I always say this wrong, capsaicin. It's a compound that can irritate your nasal passages and make your nose run. So if you're already drippy and runny, all that heat will make the waterworks worse. On the other hand, if you're stuffed up, it might break up your mucus so you're temporarily less congested. So there you go. You got a stuffy nose? Eat some, drink some sriracha. That's my suggestion. just drink a big 16-ounce cup of sriracha. So, you remember that dummy that we were talking, the dummy that drank the hot sauce? How much?
Yeah, like a gallon of hot sauce. He was one of our four finalists
last year's.
Yeah,
an idiot.
2017 dummy year.
Have you guys seen these? You know how these idiots do these stupid challenges. Obviously, the big one now that's getting all the news is the Tide Pods challenge. Have you seen the straight arm challenge?
Our own Adam Phillips was telling me about this earlier before the show.
Is that right? It's people like taking liquid, being challenged, taking liquid and then just opening their mouths, tipping their head back, and with a straight arm pouring it. So like basically pouring it all over their face. And if you Google it, there's videos of it all over the place, people doing it with various liquids. And one of the ones that I saw was a guy who did it with hot sauce. Like he just opened his, and then he poured it all over his face, because you got to do it with a straight arm and try to catch as much of it in your mouth. But of course, it's splashing all over your body and all over your face. And this guy got it in his eyes. That's what you want. You want hot sauce in your eyes. And this, by the way, is a challenge. You remember the ice bucket challenge? The ice bucket challenge was stupid, but at least it raised money and awareness, you know, for a good cause. This is just people doing idiotic things. Like one of the ones that I saw was they're not in a video store because those don't exist anymore. They're in a grocery store. And you get challenged by a person, you know, the person behind the phone or the camera or whatever is like, hey, here we go, straight arm challenge, you got to drink that. And he was next to the dairy cooler with a gallon of milk. So the guy busted open a gallon of milk in the middle of the grocery store, did the, you know, straight arm challenge with your hand way up over your head and poured a gallon of milk all over his face and drank some of it and then spit it up. This is in the middle of a grocery store. I'll tell you something, man. If that person ever did that in my dairy department, dead. They would find him in the sewer system underneath Southport.
On two levels, because it's a waste of milk as well.
Exactly. You don't want to waste milk, and you don't want to mess up my dairy department. Maybe that's why I have such an affinity for milk, because I worked in the dairy department for so many years.
That makes sense.
I was a dairy manager at Jewel. So there you go. Those are some foods to avoid. Avoid coffee, orange juice, sweets, soda, crunchy snacks, milk, spicy foods, and fat or fried foods. There you go. And you'll feel better faster.